Good Monday evening, everybody. I am your host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck, and I've got a pretty good assortment of people in the chat room at the moment. Only one guest. Guest, you can sign in if you'd like to participate in the shenanigans that is the chat room just by simply clicking the login button and going to your Facebook page and signing in that way. But wow, what a very interesting week and weekend we have had down here in the Space Coast area of Florida. A lot of really good things to talk about. We also have tropical storm / soon to be Hurricane Isaac that decided to swing by and say hello a little bit. And yes, very much like that, thunderstorm-ish. The winds kicked up, been pretty nasty for the last couple of days, and we've gotten quite a bit of rain here, but that's about all. We're on the good side of of the storm, so we're not going to be up too bad. I hope the guys over in Tampa Bay are doing all right. I know that they got a real close call from some of those serious outer bands. So, but on top of that, we had Saturday. We had a couple of events take place. We had the grand opening over at Kayaks by Bo, which was a huge success. And I must say that I can't thank everybody enough who came by to say hello and stop by to check out the place. We had probably close to 200 people throughout the day stop by. Steve, your computer still says buffering. Get a new computer. Yes. Or hit refresh. So that usually works too, but I guess if your computer is buffering, you can't hear me. But anyway, so that was good. Gave away a bunch of prizes, met a lot of really nice people, introduced a lot of folks to kayak fishing and just kayaking in general, and hopefully we will see some new yak anglers out there soon enough. Also, the things that took place on Saturday was the tournament we've been talking about for a long time. I've been leading up to this thing, and I'm super excited that it went as well as it did. The Help Emily Now .org event took place on Saturday. What a great turnout for having such inclement weather. We had close to 91 people, I think, signed up. I'll get more definitive answers once Austin calls in, because he's going to give us a shout and tell us how well it went for him and his family. And it was good. Stop down there to see some of the faces that I haven't seen in a while, and was pleasantly surprised with the turnout. Man, it was awesome. Even Steve Chapman and Boudreaux from Fishing Florida Radio made an appearance at both events, which was very nice of them. And it was really cool, man. Really cool. And I'm really glad to see that they reached Austin and his family reached their goal and they're able to put Emily through school for a full school year. The tuition's covered. And with that, I think I've got Austin calling right now. Mr. Austin.
I'm here. I got
crazy couple of days
around,
man.
But I'm here.
Crazy couple
of
days. And it topped off with a great event that took place there Saturday. And, man, I'm really happy for you guys. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what took place on Saturday? Hopefully you've got a list of people who won. And besides, of course, you guys were the big winner. So
I definitely do. We basically had the exact number. The exact number of entries were 88. We had I think it was 11 anglers register the morning of the event, which was awesome. I mean, they showed up. tossed us a donation, which is fantastic, and basically went out and braved the winds and rain and typhoon conditions. But basically when it came down to it, the turnout blew us away. We'd never expected to have that many anglers. We started out by expecting to have maybe 40. And 88 just kind of blew us away. And when everything was said and done with, we had a couple guys from the Hardcore Club over out of Tampa. Chuck Statham took first place in total inches with 118 inches. Dee Kaminsky, one of our local girls here, she took first place in Lady Angler with 88 inches. Chase Ryland, which is Alan's nephew, he took first place with total inches of 12 inches. So that kind of cracked me up. But the redfish, I tell you what, the redfish blew me away. I know Pepe was talking last week about how he was expecting and you were expecting somewhere in the upper 30s, mid 40s, and I was like, no way, not with these water conditions that we're having. And first place red was caught by a buddy of mine from Jensen, first time ever fishing in the lagoons, Rob Salser. And he ended up getting a 43-inch red. First place trout was from another buddy of mine I used to work with, Jeremy Polowowski. He got a 25-inch trout. And we just had some really, really nice quality fish come in that day, and I was astonished by the size of them. I believe Chuck Statham from Hardcore, he was the only one that turned in a scorecard with all six fish filled in. Majority of everybody had two, three fish, and that was about it, other than a lot of skunked people out there. So, but it was definitely a pleasure meeting everybody. Nice to finally put faces with these names that you see online on Facebook, on the forums and so on. And everybody just came out and had a good old time, held down all the canopies when the nasty rains and wind came through for us and made it a great event. It was definitely by all means successful, and we're of course trying to wind down, get back to normalcy at the Rouse House, but otherwise we're definitely looking forward towards next year, having it be bigger, better, badder, and so on. This year we raised over $6,400 just from the tournament, from when the day we announced the tournament until end of day on Saturday.
Nice.
It just, that right there is what's going to keep Emily... that right there is going to be what keeps Emily in school for another year, and that's what she needs, and that's basically going all towards her school and her therapy and everything.
Sorry.
No problem. I love it.
I haven't had a reason to hit the yay button in a long time. That's good, man. That's awesome. That's killer.
And, I mean, there are so many different sponsors that have helped us out, and I urge everyone to go to our website, www.helpemilynow.org. And not only over the next couple of days are we going to have all the pictures and all the updated results from the tournament up on there, but at least for now, go over to our sponsor page and click on each of their links, takes you right to their webpage or their Facebook page, and tell them thank you. Because without them, you guys wouldn't have came out as... And been able to walk away with as much stuff as you did. It just wouldn't have been as successful. And I definitely urge everybody to say thank you in your own way. I know when I walked away from the computer, Adam was in there. I can't thank him and Tom enough for the kayak. That alone, the fella walked away with a sweet kayak for $500. He donated $500 and walked away with a whole bunch of goodies, including a life jacket donated by you and Kayak Fishing Radio. So it's one of those things to where without you guys sponsoring and without all of our friends and family and extended fishing family donating and buying raffle tickets and coming out and meeting Emily and just hanging out and having a good time, this wouldn't have been anything that we would have been able to do again without that. And because you guys came out and represented, we'll be doing this every year. And like I said originally, it's going to be bigger and better every single year, and I can't wait.
Good, man. You know what? It was nice to see the fact that we had guys from all the way across the state over there, those hardcore dudes, and I guess they truly are hardcore, to drive all the way over from Tampa, knowing full well that the weather was going to absolutely suck. And,
oh, yeah.
Come on over here and, you know, just have a great time and put up some nice fish and just, mm-hmm. you know, man, it was awesome. It was cool. I was, as most folks know, I was down at the KXY Bow Grand Opening most of the morning, and I got to swing by your event there for a little while, and man, I was shocked when I come rolling down past 7-Eleven and I saw that parking lot was slapped full of kayaks and trucks. It was awesome, man. What a great turnout. And somebody got to they just mentioned this in the chat room, and I was a little hurt that somebody picked up a nice black dog custom rod and a reel from the auction. And Alan. And but you know, man, it was some kind of day, man. Considering the weather and everything else, it was just like, God, nuts, man.
Yeah. You guys were a quarter mile down the road, and I know you guys were feeling it just as bad as we were with that weather that came through. And, of course, as the angler, and probably just like you, I'm going, oh, no, I got 80-something people on the water. And I couldn't believe it. And they all came back with smiles, and they hung out, and they had a good old time despite the weather. And I've heard nothing but positive out of everybody. Not even somebody going, well, if it wasn't worth the weather, or if it wasn't for the weather, that never even came out. It was, you guys did a great job. Can't wait till next year. And that right there just brought a smile to my face. And when we were done, we were wrapping up, we were telling everybody, thank you for coming out. I couldn't even talk. I get choked up easy when it comes to that stuff. And my wife, Becca just took over. I can't thank her enough. She deserves more props for this tournament than I do. She knocked it out of the park. And it's just that big sigh of relief when it was all over with, and it's like, wow, we actually did this, not knowing what the heck we were doing, and we still did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. And like I say, I've been to a lot of captains' meetings / tournaments, and I've watched how they've kind of unfolded or fell apart, so to speak. And, man, the setup you guys had outside of Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle, with all the tables just full of stuff and the silent auction items inside and just everything that you had going on, it was pretty awesome, man. I must say, you guys did one hell of a job. And I know me and you talked, for a little bit outside of Kayaks by Bow, but we discussed some potential numbers I think you should be able to see as far as individuals showing up to this thing for
in the future, year.
Yeah, but, I wouldn't doubt it, man. You had 88, you said?
88 anglers.
Yeah, I could see easily getting up to that 200 mark, man, next year. It would be so awesome, man, if we can get the guys from, like, Irish Water Dogs up in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. the hardcore guys that come over here again, the guys from down south who fish the extreme, like, the entire kayak fishing community.
Oh, yeah.
We come together for an event like this, and, man, if it's anything like what you guys put on this year, it'll be much bigger and better every year.
And that was, on our own, that was 3 to 4 months of planning, and I'm just like going, okay, well, what could next year be like with an entire year of planning to do it? And that's just, I know I'll be blown away by next year no matter what happens, and it just... It's going to be one of those things that I wouldn't be able to we're going to have to make it bigger and better every year because we definitely want to have this thing grow and grow and grow and have as much support from all of our close friends as well as the fishing community in here and fishing community like in Jackson, Miami, over in Tampa and so on.
Yeah, man. So, like I say, I was really, really Everybody, by the way, are you looking at the chat room right now, my friend?
No, I'm not. My wife's in there listening to the show. I'm in one of the little ones' rooms.
Oh, Peppy and Steve are getting crazy in there. Oh,
boy.
Anyway, Yeah. So cool, man. Well, listen, it's not every day that we as a fishing community have an event that to me really truly deserves all the recognition in the world and all the attention that we can possibly grow for it, as yours does. And especially being in the kayak community, I think it's a perfect fit. I mean, it seems that everybody who came out was super positive about the event, and that was what everybody said that I talked to in the parking lot was, dude, this was amazing. And it wasn't even amazing because obviously the fishing kind of sucked for most people and the weather.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just everybody had the same sentiment to say, you know, like the turnout was just incredible and everyone was really happy to even just be a part of it. And that was, I think, probably the coolest part, man, was to see how many people were just excited to just be involved in something like that. So.
Oh yeah. And I can't thank everybody enough for coming out. And it just, yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe the numbers that turned out. I couldn't believe the numbers as that registration was coming up. The one story I told you on Saturday when I ran down there after our tournament was over to Kayaks by Bo was how the weekend before the tournament, I was down in Jensen and was talking to Mark Nichols, and it was one of those things to where he was asking how many we had registered. Well, at that point, I had just over 70, and his jaw about hit the floor. And he just kind of like was like, oh, my goodness. And he was telling me how their first year of their DOA Paddlers tournament, they had 40 anglers, and he was shocked by that. And that right there was like, holy cow, I must be doing something right. So and when it came down to it, it's not the fishing that people came out for is the way I'm looking at it. It was for Emily. People came out for Emily, and that's the main
Absolutely.
Thing.
It sure as hell wasn't the fishing, my friend.
No,
I can tell you that much.
I did not want to be out on the water.
Knowing the weather front was coming through, and that was going to be, you know, obviously the one and only hiccup for the entire weekend, and everybody I talked to were like, dude, I didn't care if it was if the storm had hit us directly and it was blowing 100 mile an hour, they still would have. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what's the plan for next year, man? I know you want to go bigger and better and put on another great event. So do you have any idea of time frame of when that might be yet, or is it way too early to even think of that?
It's kind of too early. We have been talking a little bit about time frame, but it will most likely be the latter part of the year. We're kind of looking at maybe towards, and this is just all talk right now, of course, but maybe towards like the latter part of September, simply because it will be slightly cooler then, not as prone to having hurricanes strolling through Florida. It'll be slightly cooler and possibly a little bit better weather, as well as being out of that, maybe by then out of that afternoon thunderstorm. But we're gonna look at all the dates once again and try to plan it according to not being doubled up on the same weekend as another tournament. That IFA thing caught me off guard there. That was the only one that we didn't find. But otherwise, I don't think it mattered.
In fact, if anything,
what tournament?
We may have actually picked up a person or two out of that.
Yeah, I think we did through a couple of forums. They were asking us, is it open to this, open to that? We're already going to be down there. Why not? And we did. I think we had one or two from Louisiana, Alabama area that were coming for IFA. So and it's one of those things to where we of course don't want it to be on the same weekend as somebody else's, whether it's in the same area or if it's across the state, because we'd like to have as many of the kayak and canoe paddle anglers in general being able to make it to this tournament. And the word of mouth from this year is just gonna translate to more anglers coming over from the West Coast, from Jacksonville for next year. And we want to make sure that it doesn't conflict with anything. So to answer your question, it's going to be later in the year, right around that September area, hopefully. And we'll just get, once we have that exact date, of course, we'll be in touch.
push that puppy back to October 5th through the 8th and make it Columbus Day weekend, man. And maybe we'll try and work out a boondoggle to be here in Central Florida as well to coincide with the tournament, so you're almost guaranteed at least close to 100 people in it anyway.
There you go. So, the one thing in
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the only thing in October we'll ever have to worry about is the hunt for Reds. And Phil Rizzo, the owner of Mosquito Lagoon Bait and Tackle, is back at putting it on. So I got my end right there to be able to have that answer many, many, many months in advance of when that's going to be. So, but other than that, though, I definitely appreciate you letting me get on the air, talk to everybody, let everybody know what's going on, and look forward to doing it again and having everybody's support once again for another year and for many more years to come.
Absolutely, man. That's, like I said to you before and off air and just in general talk between the two of us, it's what it's all about, man. And, you guys are definitely more than deserving for all the attention. You and your wife are a great family, and you do a great job to try and help out your daughter, and it's to be commended. So I don't think any of us can do enough to help you guys out, but hopefully everything that we are able to do, we can help out. You know what I'm saying? I saw that Yak Angler Adam from Yak Angler was in the chat room there, and he's like, man, I hope I can make it down to next year's event. And then he said, and after I said boondoggle, he said boondoggle, hell yeah. So excuse me for a second while I hit this button.
No.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And like I said before, man, if we can even weasel a little extra boondoggle in September right before the October one, we can see if we can't get close to 100 people just down for the boondoggle. And as we're going to go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, we are expecting over 100 individuals in Virginia Beach for the boondoggle. It should be absolutely incredible. That wouldn't be a bad idea. I think that's what my vote will be, man, for next year's Columbus Day boondoggle will be to come down here and try and make it happen. We'll see if we can't. Even if the two dates don't coincide, maybe at our next boondoggle that's down here, we'll see if we can, I don't know, maybe we can figure out a way to do either with a raffle or something like that. And hell, if we can raise some money and at one of our boondoggles and just cut you guys another check, that would be awesome. So
that'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, we'll work on that, man. We'll see what we can do. And I think that it's still up in the air that we're going to have our next couple of boondoggles. So it's definitely still up for debate. We'll see. But listen, I definitely appreciate you coming on, man. And thanks so much for letting us be a part of it. And, keep in touch with me and keep me posted. And anything that Kayak Fishing Radio, yakangler.com, or any of the rest of us can do for you guys, please feel free. Don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, I sure will. And I appreciate all the time that you've given me, Chuck.
Absolutely, man. That's what we're here for. But
listen,
man, take care and feel free to listen to the rest of the show and take it easy, man. Relax a little bit now that you got all that.
Oh, I will. I appreciate it, and thanks everybody. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Right. See you, bud.
You too. Bye bye.
There you go. I had a toast off to that one. That's awesome, man. That was I don't know. That was probably one of the coolest things I've been able to be a part of with Kayak Fishing Radio and working with YakAngler.com to see that all take place, that tournament, that event, and come together. It really just, man, that blew everybody away, I think, that was involved in it. So that was awesome. Let's see. We got Lenny from Black Dog Custom Rod Works in the chat room. Chip Gibson just logged in a little bit late to listen to Austin, but that's all right. Lenny's rod. Let me rephrase that. The the Black Dog Custom Rod Works rod that Lenny donated to the event for the silent auction was over $300 value. And Mr. Allen was, actually Allen's wife was the proud recipient of that rod and reel combo. So the whole combo was valued well over $300. And they basically stole that thing for, I think, like $130 or something like that. But that's the same rod that, man, I'm dying to get my hands on. It's got a true redfish, like it looks like a redfish scale wrap around the handle of the rod, down through the split grip and above the reel seat. $120, my bad. But man, what a sweet piece of work that thing was. And then I just noticed there was a lot of artwork that was up for auction, and just the amount of raffle prizes and actual prizes. Man, it was a great event. I really wish I would have been able to maybe fish it, but, you know, it just being a part of it was awesome. So, but anyway, let's see. I got my buddy, the Hammerhead, Mr. Greg Crisp, on the line.
Okay. Hey there, Chuck. Can you hear
me? Hey there, Greg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. Wish I could have been a part of that tournament down there to help Emily out, but sounds like it was a real good time, even in spite of the weather.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome, man, like I said. Yeah, I'd love to see if we can maybe put together a boondoggle sometime around their next tournament, and maybe we'll kayakfishingradio, yakangler.com, all the boondogglers will come together and you know, have a good time for that great event. You know, that'd be cool. That wouldn't be a bad thing at all.
Yep. No, it would be a good time. So
awesome. Are you getting all excited about the boondoggle?
Oh yeah, that's right now sort of my peak fishing season. The next couple months, the weather's going to start to cool, the stripers are starting to really come in, the really big girls, and down south on Cape Cod and in Long Island Sound, all the funny fish are going to be coming in any time now, the Albies and the Bonito and the stuff that we don't get to see for more than a few weeks. So it's about that time, and then it's time to go to the boondoggle.
Heck yeah. And it was funny, my phone rang today when I was over at Kayaks by Bo, and it was Mike the Bonefish Junkie. And it was he's, for those of you that don't know, he is the gentleman who will be our first international traveler coming over for the boondoggle. So he's coming from Nassau, the Bahamas.
Cool.
So, yeah, should be pretty awesome to have somebody come in from out of the country to join us at the boondoggle. I think if you'd have asked the folks that showed up at the mini doggle in the Mosquito Lagoon a couple years back if that would ever happen, we probably would have all looked at you like you're crazy, but super excited about it, man. Cannot wait. Just trying to now see if we can get our friend Chris and his wife, Melissa, to come up and join us. We're still waiting to hear back from them whether or not they're going to be able to make it. But real quick, let me discuss what's going on here in the local area real fast. We've got obviously the remnants of Tropical Storm Isaac, the Nothing Miller, is passing us by. It dumped a good bit of rain on us, which isn't probably going to help us at all with the algae bloom that we're all experiencing. But what it will do, for those of you that like to fish ditches like me, is it will fire the tarpon up. And it's going to be crazy. Also, too, outside of the culverts along the Indian River Lagoon system, the redfish and the trout, maybe even some snook, some tarpon, will be just wearing out glass minnows and little mud minnows and whatever else comes out of the mosquito impoundments when they open those up to kind of let the water drain down a little bit. But other than that, the wind's still blowing, it's white capping on the intercoastal, the water's going to stay dirty for a while. Once it starts to cool down, then we'll be in good shape. I think I heard somewhere today that it is going to the red snapper closure has been lifted, I believe. Mr. Chapman, can you please confirm that for me? I think you would know. But I heard some folks talking about it. I know some of the local captains are already planning on doing a bunch of trips and whatnot to go out there and kill these things that were believed to be endangered. So, yeah, it's the two upcoming weekends they're going to open it up. So, please, if you have an opportunity to take a mothership out and catch some red snappers and kill them as fast as you possibly can, because they're going to probably close it back down again. But there may be some mothership opportunities coming along here shortly. I know that my buddy Captain Jeff Brown from Cop Out Charters was talking about trying to maybe coordinate having a big giant flotilla of kayaks fish on one of the local reefs, maybe like a ocean boondoggle-ish kind of thing, and just try and get some good pictures of tons of kayaks out on the water. But let's see. Man, there's going to be, I don't know, man, we're going to have probably a good week or so of nasty ocean water for a while. Yeah, Peppy's saying he caught a bunch down in the dry tortugas, those red snappers, and how to throw them back. Watching them float away is horrible. But for those of you guys that are thinking about maybe traveling off the coast, I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day about beach fishing. And since we're still technically in the summertime, beach fishing is still going to be a possibility once the ocean calms down. Now, the most important thing about any of our kayak escapades out there in the ocean or out in the lagoon is that we all stay safe. I'm guilty of not wearing a PFD at times because it's too hot down here and I only fish in a foot of water, blah, 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 blah. I have a lot of excuses. However, I've got a new PFD, and it's nice, it's lightweight, it's comfortable, whatever. I'll be wearing it all the time now. But even more so important than your PFD and your light and your whistle and the things that people say that you have to have to be legal with the Coast Guard. Yes, all you legally have to have is a light, whether it's a headlamp, a homemade jobby, a yak attack, Visipole, doesn't make a difference. And then also, obviously, your PFD. Doesn't mean that that's all you should take off the beach. I was kind of disturbed to hear that nobody that I talked to that's been fishing off the beach brings a VHF radio with them. Nobody brings a set of flares with them. Nobody brings any walkie-talkies with them. And nobody really has an anchor to speak of with them. If I were you and you decide to go off the go off the beach and target kingfish or cobia or tarpon or sharks or whatever, make sure that you have a VHF radio, a set of flares, an anchor, you know, anything that you can use to help in the recovery of you and your vessel. The GPS, of course, is definitely important, because it doesn't make any sense to have a whistle when you're 4 miles offshore and you're floating to the north and you're too tired to paddle and you're blowing a whistle and you're up off Play Linda and there's nobody for 30 or 40 miles to hear you blow your stupid whistle. So if you have a set of flares and a chopper flies a mile away from you and you hear it, you shoot a flare in the air, they're going to see that before they'll ever hear a whistle. So be more aware of the things that you're doing and how you're going about doing them off the coast there. And be also aware of the fact that, yes, it's cool to catch big sharks and all that stuff out of your kayak, but doing the things that the guys in the West Coast do with thresher sharks by pulling them across their lap and all that stuff is all well and good, but if you notice, most of the time those sharks that they have over there, they're killing them because they're eating them. And, might just want to just think about that. But That's about it. Let's see. Steve Chapman says the cobias are thick out on 8A Reef, and there's big sharks out there too. Yeah, Captain Jeff Brown wants to do wants to take some kayakers out there. So if you're interested in doing a mothership trip out to 8A Reef out of Port Canaveral, contact Captain Jeff Brown at Cop Out Charters, and let's try and work something out. Should be a lot of fun. Also, too, again, I want to give a quick shout to those guys from the Hardcore Kayak Anglers group over on the West Coast, man. Kudos to them for making the trip across the state. That's pretty awesome to help out. And then, let's see. Oh, yep, Peppy. That's the other thing. We got a Cars Park tournament coming up here shortly. It's going to be in September. I'm not quite sure the actual date. If you don't mind throwing it out there for me, Pappy, I appreciate it. The camping is going to be open to non-Cars Park members. This is like the only time it's ever open for that. And let's see. It's September the 15th, I think. Yeah, September the 15th. So if anybody wants to go out there and spend the night and camp out there, it should be should be a lot of fun. We've got a couple of people I know that there's a plan for a like after captain's meeting throwdown. Let's have a good time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere / Red Solo Cup party. So that might be interesting to take a look at. All the information can be found at the Cars Park webpage. And, yeah, there you go. Also, too, don't forget that the nominations are still being taken for the Kayak Angler Choice Awards. This year, our Kayak Angler Choice Awards are open for nomination to anybody who wants to nominate your favorite kayak company, your favorite kayak product, your favorite tackle storage system, tackle webs, your favorite kayak angler, whoever that might be, your favorite kayak guide. So that'll be cool. If there's a category that's not listed and you want it to be listed, say like your favorite custom rod company, Black Dog Custom Rods, then yeah, you can add them as well. So, you know, let's see. Turnout for the masses. You can find that information at yakangler.com/choice. There you go. So kudos to our good friend Captain Mike Ortego with Tackle Webs. Mike took a trip up to the fine folks to go talk to the fine folks at Bass Pro Shops about possibly carrying his Tackle Webs tackle storage system, and turned out well for him. I think that he's going to get his stuff in one of the shops. And Steve Chapman's out of control in the chat room, and should be good. Let's see, I got another 3-2-1 caller.
Yeah, three, come on, two. Chat.
What?
Hey, what's up, brother? It's Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Nothing, man. Just sitting here in Louisiana waiting on that storm.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. What in the world are you doing in Louisiana?
Sitting on supply boat over here in Port Fouchon.
Right on, right on. How long you been gone, buddy?
This time just 6 days, but you know it'll be normal 28-14 like usual.
Right on. Well, next, whenever you get back, we're gonna have to get you in that plastic boat. We'll do some fishing.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, they fish the jetties around here. You know, and they do pretty good, but I don't see too many kayak boys.
Yeah, not out there in that open water. I don't think that water moves pretty good coming through there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, tide rips, dude. I mean, you know, this is the fishing paradise, though. I mean, there are more flats boats around here running all over the place, the bayous and everything. It's just nuts.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm out here listening to you. I was I tried to, you know, get in the little chat room thing, but all I got is my phone. So, you know, that's all I could do.
Nah, cool, man. Trust me. I appreciate it. Whenever you get back in town, bro, be sure to give me a holler and be safe over there, will you?
All right, brother. Take it easy.
All right, man. That's cool. That's my buddy Alex. He's over working on supply boats over in Louisiana, sitting right in the path of Isaac as it builds its fury. And it was funny, I saw on Facebook tonight that Russ, our good friend from over in Louisiana, said that one of the local radio stations in New Orleans was taking calls to find out from people which stores still had beer for sale. So it's nice to see that the people of Louisiana still have their priorities in order. But, man, that's crazy. So, yeah, let's see what else is going down. Oh, man, the boondoggle. That's all I can think about. All I can think about is the boondoggle. And, again, for all of you folks that don't know about the boondoggle, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle and find out about it. We need you to go to that webpage if you're going to be going to the boondoggle and say, hi, I'm going to the boondoggle, so that we know to count you guys for the dinner that we're going to do on Saturday night. It should be a lot of fun, as always. As I said earlier, we're expecting over 100 people at this particular doggle, and there'll be kind of a who's who's list from the Virginia area. Kayak Kevin, Chad Hoover, the Loziers, we got Mark Wheeler coming. We've got who else is going to be there? Luther from Yak Attack. So it'll be good. We got I don't know, any of you Florida guys coming? I tried to talk Mike Ortego and Steve Chapman into making it up there, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But that'd be awesome if you guys decide to do that. There'll be a raffle being held, and a 50-50. 50 goes to you, 50 goes to Hal, Heroes on the Water. The raffle will benefit Hal. So it'll be a good time had by all. And God, you guys are out of control. Gator Dave will be driving up there. And Gator Dave does shirt printing. He's the guy who's doing our Space Coast Kayak Angler shirts. And he'll be bringing, tentatively, I think he'll be bringing his shirt presses with him so that we can do some boondoggle shirts while we're there. He can print them as you buy them, so we're not stuck with 500 extra boondoggle shirts, which would be lovely. I'm pretty sure that my wife would like a boondoggle shirt, and I know I'd like a boondoggle shirt. And so there you go. That'd be awesome. And if Black Dog Custom Rods wanted to donate one of those sweet redfish rods to the raffle that never makes it to the raffle, I'll be more than happy to bring it with me to Virginia Beach. So, anyway. You guys are getting nuts in the chat room, and it's funny. If you're not, guests, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got like 10 or 12 guests in the chat room. If you want to get involved in the chat room, it's super easy. All you have to do is just log in by using either your Facebook page, if you have one. Open up an extra browser, open up your Facebook page, hit log in, hit the Facebook icon, and it'll put you into the chat room with all those creepy stalkers that are in there right now. But yeah, it should be good. Let's see, we had some guys come down that I met with from the Carolinas, and that was cool. They came down to fish the IFA, and a good group of dudes. They got to see firsthand the reptilian / lifestyle that lives here in Florida, and I think one of them got a little overboard with playing with it, which is kind of weird. But, yeah, creepy stalkers. So, yeah, it's fun, man. It's cool to see that. It's cool to see how big this community's grown. And I had a guy come into Kayak Swipe Boat today, and he was asking me about local groups, local clubs, and things like that he can get involved with. And I named off all the groups I can think of. Orlando Kayak Fishing Club, Space Coast Kayak Anglers, the Hardcore kayak anglers over there in the West Coast. The nutty guys down there in South Florida, I don't know if they have an actual group or not, but they seem to. You guys always fish off the beach. And then, of course, up north we've got the Irish Water Dogs and that whole group over in the northwest coast. I think the Sun Jammers would be the group. I don't know if they have a north chapter of a club or something. But definitely cool, something to think about getting involved in. Now, order of tonight, what I need from everybody who's listening to the show, or what I'd like from everybody who's listening to the show, is please nominate somebody from your local area. So if you live in Florida, if you're up in Jacksonville, I've already got somebody. If you're down in southeast Florida, I've already got two people. But I need folks who would be willing to call into the show and give me fishing reports on a weekly basis from all around the state. So see what you guys can come up with, or at least nominate somebody who you think might would be a good fit for the show. There's no real compensation for it at the moment besides a pat on the back and some airtime to discuss your group, your local group or club, tournaments, sponsors, etc. But feel free to... feel free to do that if you don't mind. You can either Facebook me your suggestions if we're already Facebook friends, or you can send them to my email, redfishchuck@hotmail.com, and that's that. You guys are killing me in the chat room tonight. It's ridiculous. Uh-oh, check it out. Black Dog Custom Rod Works says he's got the no motor zone reports. Yeah, no problem. Sponsored by a sweet redfish rod. Anyway. All right, folks. Listen, that's about all I got tonight. I know it's going to be a little bit short, but don't forget, I'm now hanging out. I'll be out and about at Kayaks by Bo Mondays and Tuesdays. If you want to stop by and say hello, you can come by and pick up your Tackle Webs tackle storage bag from me there. We've got two sizes, and we have two different colors. And let's see. What else? We've got Slayer. Slayer Lures is coming. Come on. Got Slayer Lures. They'll be at the shop tomorrow, hopefully. Chris Sensi said that he's got those things out. And wow. Anyway, you guys are always good about getting me in the chat room. See, folks, this is why if you're listening to the podcast, it behooves you to tune in and listen to the actual show live and be in the chat room. Otherwise, you miss all the fun things that are being said, like what Steve Chapman just said about people who don't own tackle webs. But anyway, so we got Slayer. We got some DOA stuff in there. I'm hoping we'll get our Jackson Kayak line in the next week or two, and then also to Diablo will be for sale in Kayaks by Bo, along with Native, Ocean, Wilderness Systems, Ely, and New Canoe. And don't forget also too, down south, for those of you who live in the south end of the county, Strike Zone down in Melbourne sells Ocean Kayaks, and Rich, our very good friend from Harry Goods Outdoors, sells Native. So you have options here in Brevard County. Oh, and don't forget also, too, that I believe Elusive Tales is going to be readily available to you at Kayaks by Bo in the very near future. Perhaps Marcella will let us know if that's the case, but I believe that that is true. So... oh, man, yep, yes, it is. Very cool. Awesome. So that's it for all you people that are listening in the chat room and on the show. Appreciate you always being here. Don't forget to stay safe out there. And here's my shameless sponsor plugs. Jackson Kayaks, Yeti Coolers, Bending Branches, YakAngler.com, and, of course, Letty Dex. And Tackle Webs is, of course, the your next greatest tackle storage system. I've got one, two, three. I've got three of them on the Jackson Kayak that's sitting in the showroom, and Mike, you're not getting them back. And don't forget about the boondoggle.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
And also, too, one more thing. Please don't forget to take good care of the folks that always tune in here, Black Dog Custom Rod Works, Gator Dave's Custom Shirts, YakAngler.com, Tackle Webs, as I said before. Those folks that like to help out with the show, with our boondoggles locally, Kayaks by Bo, of course, also to Harry Goods Outdoors down south, would be awesome. Just go in there and check it out. He is our last standing soldier as far as the fly shop's concerned. Got a great selection of stuff. And listen, if you guys are ever coming on down to Central Florida and you want to do some fishing, don't forget to check out some of our great local kayak angler guides. Miss D. Kaminsky, also too, we got Rob. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name. I don't even know. But and then if you want to go duck hunting, or if you want to go out and kill some alligators, get a hold of Pepe, and he'll take good care of you with his group. Pepe, put up your website real quick. I'm calling it a night. And don't forget also to, if you guys want to help out year round with the Help Emily Now charity, you can go to www.helpemilynow.org and donate all year round. So that's about it. Let's see. Pimp out my tuna like you could. Yeah. Yeah. Well, whenever your tuna gets here, thing, I'll make sure to do that and bill you for it. CoastalSportsman.com is Pepe's website. So check that out. Cool. Anyway, you guys all take it easy. Have a safe Monday night and share the show with your friends. Let them know to tune in. We got some big things coming. Steve Chapman, Mike Ortigo, Fishing Florida Radio. Appreciate you guys always being here. Check them out Saturday morning from 6 to 9. And that's all I got. I'm out. So with that, I'm going to pour you all a beer. And I am leaving. Take it easy. Get fishing. Trey and Logan, sleep well. Daddy loves you. Good night.
Give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got him! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.